thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to Jumpstart 180, your weekly Monday morning life motivation audio. This week's audio is entitled The Storm Before the Calm. Now, we've all, you know, heard many, many times the calm before the storm, right? When it's calm, look out, there's a storm coming. When things are good, be on the watch because things are going to go wrong. And that's the pessimistic point of view. But the reality is, my experiences of life have always been exactly the opposite of that. You know, when things are going good, the only way things go wrong on the backside of going good is when we become complacent by the fact that things are going well, things are good. And when we become complacent, we stop doing what got us there. And when we stop doing what got us there, yeah, guess what? We'll go back where we came from before we got there. Can I use the word got that many times in the same audio? I think you're understanding what I'm saying. If you're looking for the storm after a calm, it's because the calm made us lazy. But the reality is, on the backside of every storm is a calm. For the person who simply will not stop, for the person who simply will not quit, will not back down, will not give up, will not relinquish their efforts, but will continue to pursue. You know, I once heard somebody say that the only guaranteed, you know, assurance of not failing is to just not try, to just not put effort in. You know, don't start, you won't fail. But the reality is, I want you to think about it. If you don't start, haven't you already failed? That's not really what this week's audio is all about, but I want you to ponder that thought for a second. But people say, you know, the only assurance of not failing is not starting and or not trying. And I'm going to tell you that's not true. The only assurance of not failing is not starting, but not stopping. Too many people, you know, they get going and when things get rough and the mountains get tall and the hills get steep and the ground gets muddy and slippery, they begin to stop doing what they were doing that got them that far. And the reality is they slide back down and find themselves right where they were before they began the journey of trying to make things better. Yeah, guess what that is? That's the calm before the storm, because the storm caused them to stop and caused them to slide back where they were. But the reality that I want you to think about this week is for those of you that are facing hurdles, those of you that are facing obstacles, those of you who have issues that you're dealing with, the very things that cause you to want to just pull back and sit down and say, oh my gosh, just forget it. You know who I'm talking to. If it's you, you know it's you. And by the way, it's many. Why? Because we face obstacles. You see, the very people that listen to these audios are the very people who push forward in life. And like I had a lady call me one time. It was really funny. She says, you know, I'm doing everything you say. And I'll be honest with you, I'm bumping into some obstacles. And I said, congratulations. And she got quiet for a second and she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, the truth is we don't bump into anything if we're not moving forward. So congratulations. I don't worry about the people who bump into obstacles. I worry about the people who say they're not bumping into obstacles. Because the people who are not bumping into obstacles, it's because of one thing. They're not moving forward. Yeah, true. You won't bump into anything if you don't move forward, although your past will bump into you, right? So here's what I want you to think about. Are you one of those people who use the term the calm before the storm? Or are you one of those people that I'm talking to today that you now realize that actually the calm comes after the storm, but you must pursue diligence. You must pass through the storm. You must get to the other side. And the only assurance of getting to the other side is not stopping, not quitting, not giving up, not backing off, but pushing through the storm. Don't get it backwards. Don't be in a calm and look for a storm. Be in a storm and anticipate the calm. Thanks for joining me this week on Jumpstart 180 Audio.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 Audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com. Or you can follow Daryl on Twitter @DarylTurner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.